What's up, everybody? Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Power Play Podcast. Before we get into it, I would like to remind everyone to please like and subscribe this independent podcast wherever you're listening. Let us know what you think of the show. Review. Your feedback means the world to us.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
It can't be a one-man show out there. Gotta have all the boys involved. Gotta be willing to go to the dirty areas.
Hey, what's up, all you NHL and all you hockey fans? Kevin Weeks here. Just want to say welcome to the Power Play Podcast.
And welcome into another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Milani, and I'm here joined by my brother, Vinny Milani. I am the host today, not him. Thank you all for joining us. We have a loaded show full of mostly hockey-related content. And What else we got?
You're the host. You're supposed to know this.
I was trying really hard to like come up with like all this stuff. And like, honestly, I decided that I was going to do the intro like 2 seconds ago and I'm done. That's
it. You literally introed the show like mid-conversation too. You were just like, and welcome to the Power Play Podcast. You didn't do any nicknames though, so I have to give you a minus on that.
All right.
No nicknames.
All right. Well, let's try it again. No,
this is live. We're live, buddy. This is it. No, this is that we are rolling now, but I'm grading you though.
I look like a fool.
That is fine because 99% of the time I'm looking like a fool, so it's perfect.
It takes some of the weight off for you there, buddy.
So, yeah, minus because you didn't do the nicknames, minus because you actually didn't know what the hell we were talking about on today's show. But, you know, I
never really know what we're talking about beforehand. I just, like, you'll say stuff and I get the motors going, and while you're talking, I'm thinking of my answers, and then it just comes out. But I never actually look at the notes beforehand. I never actually have these, like, really, like, refined, polished answers. It's always just like, oh, this is what I think about it.
Off the cusp.
Off the cuff, dumbass.
Cuff, off the cuff.
Wow.
Well, back in the
and
lead.
And I was going to say, lead. There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
But what's funny is later on in the show, we have a brand new segment called These Three Words, and Anthony is going to have to, we'll get into the description of the main event.
Basically, I'm going to have to come
Anthony
up with three words.
But Anthony has no idea.
And
like we had
that's
no.
That's a good thing because if it was up to you to come up with the words.
He called me this morning and he's like, what's on tap for the show? And I told him the main event. And literally, he has no idea what he's going to respond with for the main event. So you're definitely going to want to stick around for that. Now let's pay some bills here, Anthony. Don't forget to follow the boys on all of social media at the Power Play Pod. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are all over the podcast universe at the Power Play Podcast. Subscribe, leave us a review, let us know what you think of the show. Anthony, it's time. We need a Vader time drop.
We do need a Vader time drop.
It's time, though.
This is like slowly, like now that hockey is not going on, this is slowly turning from a hockey podcast to a wrestling podcast.
To a full
sidebar.
We're just going to call it the sidebar podcast.
The Power Play sidebar podcast.
That's actually not a bad idea.
It's a terrible idea.
No, I'm serious.
No,
we should do that.
No, I'm serious. Let's not
do
that.
We'll have the Power Play pod.
the Power Play wrestling podcast?
But the sidebar will just be like random thoughts and everything.
The Power Play
It'll be the sidebar podcast.
That can be our bonus content. There you
bonus
go.
Bonus content.
Play sidebar
podcast. Be on the lookout for it.
Be on the lookout.
Coming to a theater near you.
So, Anthony, let's start off hot. We normally don't start off with this, but I really want to start off with the starts, sits, call-ups this week. Where are you going first?
So, I'm going to start this week, actually, with my start.
Wild card.
Who'd have thunk it?
Who would have thunk you? Wait, no. I'm pretty sure you have gone, like, 3 straight weeks now last week you did something different.
No, I think I went with my sit first last week. I don't remember what it was. I think I was like really pumped on
it. If we're going for the advanced stats, though, I'm pretty sure like 4 out of the last 5 weeks you've actually started with your start. So this is actually incredible.
Yeah, that's about as valuable a stat as plus minus.
I'm going to have to delete. Wait a second. You don't like the plus minus stat?
I don't think it's very, like, what does it tell you?
Okay, that's going to be.
Carlson's best seasons, in his Norris, like, running seasons, he had like the worst plus minus.
Let's get into that. Let's table that. Let's get into that later on.
That's a future sidebar here. But let's get into my start here. I'm starting the entire hockey community. We've seen players from Sergei Bobrovsky to Brad Marchand to Henrik Lundqvist donate upwards of $100,000 to all these relief funds for the coronavirus. Sidebar. Hope everyone's staying safe out there and respecting social distancing.
I wish I could do
and
that.
And this has extended to hockey equipment making companies. Both Bauer and Bryan's goaltending have started making materials for the coronavirus. Bryan's is making the what are they called? The gowns for the like hospital gowns. They started manufacturing hospital gowns for Canada, and Bauer has made this awesome long visor. It's basically serving the purpose of a mask for medical professions. I know they tried it out in Quebec. I think they're expanding that because they're the office that they made these in was Quebec. So I think that's the first place they got them, but they're expanding that as far as they can. So it's amazing to see what a wonderful community the hockey world has, and that they're just willing to jump in right off the bat, do whatever they can to help out and just get this thing eradicated.
Whoa, that's a big word there. It is great to see, though. It really is to see that when I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw those pictures of what Bauer did with that visor, I was like, man, this is just awesome to see. And, you know, New Balance is doing the same thing. New Balance is actually doing...
What are they making?
They're making the actual mask, like just the actual like...
They're kind of related to hockey. They make some of the ECHL like outerwear.
Yeah. I mean, like... A lot of the Bruins guys are sponsored by like New Balance because
Biz is sponsored by New
Balance. Yeah, a lot of Bruins guys too though, because their arena or their practice facility is like that's too much.
Yeah, well, I actually have a quote from Bauer. It says, "Right now we're all on the same team. We're repurposing our facilities to make face shields so that medical professionals battling COVID-19 can safely continue to help those most vulnerable." So shout out to Bauer and Bryans especially. Moving on. I'm going to go to my call up here. So I'm calling up more specifically the NHL players, not just the donations that they've made, but these guys, they've been so active on social media, on Instagram, showing their home workouts. They've really kept everyone entertained in this time where there's no hockey.
Have you seen the, a lot of the
Brendan, I've seen Brendan Gallagher's TikTok videos. I've seen home workouts from a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
They're active on Twitter, doing funny stuff on Twitter, commenting on each other's stuff. Nathan Gerby and Cole Sherwood going back and forth on Instagram.
Did you see the Zoom videos now, the Zoom FaceTime videos with four players from each conference that they're releasing? That's awesome. Like,
yes,
so, I literally went to bed the other night watching the Metro one with Sidney Crosby, Claude Giroux, Mark Stahl, and Jordan Stahl. And I'm like thinking to myself, man, to anyone else, this definitely seems boring because I'm literally just watching a FaceTime call between four hockey players just talking. And to me, I'm like, man, this is awesome. This is so thrilling to me to get the behind the curtain scenes with like these pros. It's awesome.
Absolutely. I was just going to mention that. So things like that are keeping us entertained in this time of just like limbo for hockey and in sports in general. Moving on, I am sitting Larry Brooks. He is a reporter for the New York Post. He does a lot of Rangers stuff. Mostly he's we've talked about here on the show. Most notable when Tortorella was the coach, they would get into their spats. If anyone wants to look that up, there's some great content out there of Torts yelling at Brooksy. Tell him he's the kid who got beat up at the bus stop. Great some great content there on YouTube by my boy Torts. So Larry posted, and he does this from time to time, just posted a really stupid article, and I have to call him out for it. It was Adam Fox is making the Rangers getting rid of Shattenkirk look smart. No. Adam Fox is a good player separate from that. The Rangers look smart just getting rid of Kevin Shattenkirk because he was terrible with us. He was always hurt, never lived up to his potential. You're a Kevin Shattenkirk guy.
No, I'm not. But
Adam Fox is just a good player. I don't think it needs to be related at all to Kevin Shattenkirk. I think the Rangers made a good move shipping him off. I don't think there's ever any doubt. So it's like, Brooks, you're a hockey guy. What are you thinking that this is the deciding? Even if Adam Fox wasn't good, I don't think getting rid of Shattenkirk is a bad move. I think they're unrelated. I think Brooksy should have the insight enough being a hockey reporter to know that.
See, I'm okay with the start there. I'm okay with that being your sit, and that's perfectly fine.
Are you going to go ahead and defend Kevin Shattenkirk for an hour?
No, I'm not going to go out and defend Kevin Shattenkirk for when the Rangers released him. He was taking up an insane amount of cap space, and he was not worth the amount of money.
He's making the league minimum right now, by the way.
Exactly. He's making a league minimum, and it looks that signing in Tampa is one of the best signings from the offseason.
Because he's making the league
minimum. Because he's making the league minimum, and also he's been one of Tampa's best defensemen this year.
Okay, I agree with you to a point there, but what I'm talking about is the New York Rangers.
I am aware, okay. But even bringing up...
I'm not talking about what he's doing right now. I'm talking about how bad he was for us and how injury-prone he was for us. Getting rid of him was our only option.
I guess I'm furthering your sit on this because bringing up Kevin Shattenkirk in that argument is just... wrong to do because Kevin Shattenkirk has also started to tear it up in Tampa. So it's like, there's no reason to even bring him up because he's now taking less money. It's just that that's just a mess. That is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
It was one of Brooks's worst articles of the season. He usually comes out with a couple stinkers like that a year, and that was one of them.
Yeah. That one drags on a little bit. I didn't realize how long that that fail drop dragged on.
It's a good 6 or 7 seconds.
Yeah, that was a good solid 6 or 7 seconds. That was rough. So that was Anthony's starts, sits, call-ups. Now it is time for mine, and you were discussing the entertainment factor with the players being your start and your call-up. My start is I'm starting P.K. Subban because it was released not too long ago that P.K. Subban will be hosting an NHL trivia game show during this pause.
That is awesome.
It's going to be so great to see, and it's coming out in a few weeks. It's literally a NHL trivia game show. It's going to feature fans, celebrities, players, everyone, and the NHL is basically sponsoring this, and it's going to be so much fun to see. I'm starting this game show because in a time like you said, where hockey is in limbo and we're all kind of craving more hockey content, this is going to be such a great... Are you about to drop me?
Oh, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen!
You just dropped me.
I just dropped you.
I may have messed up this episode by putting the basically the drop keyboard right in between our two computers. So you now...
I will be abusing
you
it.
You now have full access to this, and I'm not sure if this is going to be a good idea or not.
I will be abusing it.
The good thing is I didn't label it to where you... I mean, you know kind of what it is, but it's a...
I know what all these are.
Okay, that's fair enough. So I'm starting P.K. Subban and his NHL trivia game show. I'm sitting, we talked about it a little bit last week, I'm sitting the 31-team playoff idea. It's been thrown out there a lot. P.K. Subban, who I just talked about.
It's actually been talked about more this past week. Ovechkin came out and said he wants to do it.
P.K. Subban, and that's P.K. Subban also did.
Yeah.
He came out and said
he's all for it. I don't understand why they want, I guess they're thinking, well, nothing is, like, their idea, especially Ovechkin, him being on the Capitals, is... cream, and to quote the great Macho Man Randy Savage, the cream rises to the top.
The cream rises to the top.
So they're thinking, okay, our team's been good all year. Nothing's going to change. Let's do this. We'll weed out the weaker teams early, and nothing really will be different. That's their thought.
Do you know? I'm trying to look this up online right now, but I'm not 100% sure. Do you know who is actually mathematically eliminated from the playoffs? Do you know how many teams are mathematically eliminated?
I think at this point it's only Detroit and Ottawa.
See, that's what. So I know my man. This sucks now because I just sat. I'm sitting in the 30. Are you? Did you just try and swipe up on my computer?
I was trying to
like
tell
it's
you
like
to
an
swipe.
iPad.
I was telling you to swipe up.
Oh, okay. What the hell? So I know I just sat the whole 31-team playoff idea, but I mean, that's the only logic I can see is because these teams are not mathematically out, so it really isn't fair to those teams who aren't mathematically out to be.
I would be okay with extending it maybe to team, maybe to some of the bubble teams. So like maybe 24 teams make it, so 12 from each conference, but you can't include the Los Angeles Kings and the San Jose Sharks in the playoffs this year. It's stupid.
It is. That
makes no sense.
That's why I'm sitting it is just because it really doesn't make sense to do that. It's you can't, and that's why you can't do like a 24-team playoff or a 24-team playoff because that's now playing into picking player or picking teams that also don't have any business being in there. And it's like, oh, okay, like teams like San Jose and Los Angeles or Anaheim, you're like, okay, we're not that far off from those teams. Like, why can't we be in it? So I'm sitting this whole entire idea because the right move is if you're going to come back and you're not going to pick up back in the regular season, you're going to go into the normal playoff format. Whether it's a 3-game series, a 5-game series, or a 7-game series,
we need to do at least
you're
five.
You're going into a playoffs with your top 16 teams, and that's it. There's no getting around that. So I'm sitting a 31-team playoff, and I'm calling up Connor Bedard from Vancouver, British Columbia. He has been announced as the first player in history to be granted exceptional status in the WHL in the Western Hockey League. We've seen players before.
Sidney Crosby.
Yeah,
Connor McDavid.
We've seen certain players been granted this exceptional status in like the OHL and
the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League
and the Q. Yeah, I mean Connor McDavid, Aaron Ekblad, John Tavares. These guys have all been granted that exceptional status. Connor Bedard is now the first person in the WHL to be granted that status. He is projected to be the first overall pick to the Regina Pats in the WHL draft this coming whenever they decide to pick back up. It's really great to see. This kid is a truly special talent. I've seen some highlights of him. He's absolutely filthy. He's 14 years old, dude. This kid is 14 years old, and he's going to be the first overall pick in the WHL draft. He's about to, like, light it up. It's unreal.
Absolutely. Yeah.
14 years old, man. This kid is going to be – this kid is now being projected as that next, like, Connor McDavid, that next Sidney Crosby. So
yeah, I mean, you don't get granted or awarded exceptional status for
nothing.
For nothing. It's a very rare accomplishment. Congrats to him. And yeah, number one overall, I smell it.
You smelly smell. It's that smelly smell.
It's smelly smell.
So I want a real quick sidebar question.
Sidebar.
What are your thoughts on, like, that kind of pressure that's on? Did you just, like, just sniff up a booger or something? Like, you were like,
I get sometimes
did
when
you
I
oversniff?
Sometimes when I sniff up hard like that, my mustache hairs go up into my nose. I gotta, like,
that's
pat them back
disgusting.
Down.
That's absolutely disgusting. Your mustache hairs actually go into your nose when you sniff like that?
Yeah, I have a long mustache, buddy.
Holy shit, that's crazy. That's wild, dude. So real quick sidebar question though. What
sidebar from the sidebar?
Sidebar from a sidebar from a sidebar. What do you think about the pressure that's now going to be on this 14-year-old kid at such an early age?
I know that there is a significant amount of psychological testing that goes into being awarded exceptional status, and I know that they do that for this purpose. I think based on the fact that he was awarded it, obviously he's a sharp kid, should be able to handle it. And like I said, this is such a rare thing. They don't just give this to anybody. They're giving it to someone who they believe will be able to handle the pressure of being a 14-year-old, of having that potential number one overall status for pretty much his entire junior career. They feel comfortable giving that to him.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, we've seen it happen before.
So best of luck to him in living up to those standards, because it is, I'm sure, not that I know. I know anything about
You've
that.
You've never been a prodigy son.
But I've seen a lot of number ones come and go and it not work out. So I hope for his sake it works out and he has a long career in the NHL.
Yeah, definitely best of luck to him moving forward. Anthony, it is now time, though, to move on to our news and notes from around the league. Where are we going here, Anthony?
All right, news and notes from around the league. Let's see here. There are none.
There is absolutely
nothing.
Because
the season has been stopped for almost a month now. Is that right?
No.
It feels like 2 years.
It feels like 2 years. It hasn't been a month.
I think it's been like 2 weeks,
I think it's
actually.
Only been 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. It feels like forever. So there is absolutely nothing real to report here. Actually, you know what? Off the top of my dome, there is one thing. Another Colorado Avalanche player
that
has tested.
Yes.
James Dolan has tested positive.
Dude, it's really – it's getting –
So
it's,
there's been some people testing positive around the league, which spells more time off.
Yeah,
for everyone. At least I feel like every time a player or staff gets diagnosed with COVID as being positive, I feel like that's another 2 weeks added on to however long it was already going to
be. Yeah, it's really cutting in deep. So Anthony, I wanted to do this and now just thought of it. It's going to be funny. I'm going to do it either way. Anthony, what do you got for news and notes?
That's awesome.
Absolutely nothing.
That's awesome.
Absolutely nothing,
absolutely
though.
Absolutely nothing.
But what we do have, though, is Anthony Milani's setup of the week. Where are you going for your setup of the week, Anthony?
Hello, ladies.
Well, in honor of there not being games right now, I chose a setup from a guy who hasn't been playing any games all season because he's in the booth up in Vegas. That is Mike McKenna, former NHL AHL goaltender. A couple years ago, he actually went to the Calder Finals for the AHL championships.
The Texas Stars, right?
The Texas Stars lost to the Toronto Marlies. He stood on his head the entire time, and then the following year he bounced around a little bit in the NHL, and then he retired. But so now he's in Vegas doing his thing up in the booth. But he actually has a really sick setup here. It's Vegas Golden Knights themed. It's a Bauer 2S. So he practices with the team. I'm sure that they didn't mention this in anything I read, but I'm sure he's got to be their e-bug.
Yeah, I would assume so.
I mean,
I would assume
he's an NHL ready goaltender.
Yeah, I would assume so. But he does practice with the team during their when they do their scratches skates and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, he's always skating with him, and he's 1 year removed from playing in the NHL. He's still absolutely got it.
So what's the setup looking like here, buddy?
It is an absolutely royal setup. The gold on this is I love it. And there's gold going down, and then there's the V in front. it's kind of hard to it's not good radio right now.
It's not good. Okay, so basically what you're saying is people need to check this out on our Twitter.
We're going to post this on
Pod.
Twitter. There's red trim on it. It's an absolutely beautiful setup. Everyone will be able to see it, and I will post that hopefully sometime in the near future.
Sometime in the near future, hopefully.
I know I've been bad about that in the past, but we'll see.
Speaking of our Twitter, though, you absolutely smoked me in the draft this past week. It was like, It wasn't even close.
It's because I had Sidney Crosby on my team. That's
why I wanted to eliminate him, but you told me no.
Because he was in the draft.
But then
I'll admit that's why I won.
But then we get Twitter results like that where you just absolutely...
Yeah, I'll admit that's why I won, but it's just, at the same time...
Do you feel good about that, Anthony? You just wanted the victory.
I feel pretty good.
You feel good about that?
I'm pretty good right now.
So next time we do a draft...
I'd like to thank my mom.
I love you, Mama. We were actually going to have Johnny, our other oldest brother Johnny, on the show like last week, and then we were like...
He's not a hockey guy.
Yeah, he's not a hockey guy, so I'm not sure about this. So, Anthony, that was a great setup of the week. We've got a brand new mailbag segment coming up. You like my ad reads, buddy?
You're live. You're live.
You know what's funny about that drop and all of this is we make $0 on this show. This show is literally we make $0
we're
and 0 cents. We've literally
losing money. Yes. We're hemorrhaging money.
Other than when we had the studio refurbished by our fans, other than that little moment where we actually got donations for it and it was great.
Shout out.
Shout out to the people's studio.
What are our fans called?
Someone
tweet at us with a good name.
the peepheads, the peepers, because power play peepers.
That sounds pretty stupid.
Yeah, it does sound pretty stupid. I mean, I've heard podcast people call themselves like the peckerheads or the spitballers are a good one.
The spitwads
are a good
foot
one.
Clan.
Yeah. The foot clan's a good one. So we need a good nickname for all of our fans. So if you can come up with that, let us know what you think. But let's move on here, Anthony. It is now time for our mailbag. You can hit
it. You had something to say to me. What?
You're going to just spam that drop. Even when we don't have a mailbag, you're just going
to
spam that drop.
I've been waiting the whole episode to press that button.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be in control of that, so you're going to have to know when I want it.
I don't care when you want it. I'm going to put it around when I want it.
Okay, fantastic. So let's get into it. Our mailbag here, we had a lot of submissions from our fans. We selected a few of them, not all of them, but a few of them. So definitely be on the lookout for next week's mailbag at the Power Play Pod on social media. Jumping into our first question from David Sanders on Facebook. With Seattle joining the league, what are the pros and cons of having them in the league?
Ooh, pros and cons. I mean, obvious pro is we're expanding hockey to Seattle, who is a very deserving market. They've been wanting an NHL franchise for a long time. They've sustained their, what is it, in the WHL, right? The Seattle Thunderbirds.
Seattle Thunderbirds, yeah.
They've sustained that with great success. I know that when they first announced that they were going to have a team and wanted to do season ticket deposits, they sold out in like 10
minutes. It was just like
Vegas.
I mean, they're selling like hotcakes.
So there's obviously a great market for it there. A lot of excitement around that.
I've got a con though, and I talked. Yeah, yeah. I actually had this as one of my sits last week.
Yeah, no, go ahead with your con because honestly, I'm having a hard time thinking of anything negative from adding a team and making it more.
My
accessible
con,
to people around the nation.
My con, though, is what I talked about last week, and it's the fact that the Vegas Golden Knights are not participating in this expansion draft. I think it's absolute garbage that they're not participating in the expansion draft. I obviously know the reasoning because they're such a new team. You don't want them in the expansion draft, but that's a con from this Seattle expansion.
I agree that's a con, especially with the success that Vegas has had. It's not like they're at a disadvantage from other teams. They've been smoking the league since they came in. They've never missed playoffs. They're not going to miss. I mean, they wouldn't have missed this year if, you know, the world didn't go to hell.
Yes.
But yeah, I think I actually for once agree with you. That's an absolute con, and they should not. It gives them an unfair advantage over everyone else, and that's not fair.
I think another something that not a lot of people have talked about here is there going to be a division realignment with this
so what are they going to do?
So in my Chell world on NHL 20.
Yes, the Chell Station.
On the Chell Station, I put Seattle in the Pacific, and I moved Arizona to the Central Division because they are the closest in proximity to like teams like Dallas, teams like Colorado, Minnesota, all those teams that are in the Central Division, that it actually works. So I think that's one thing that's going to be – it's going to be a pro. Being able to balance out the league is another pro. You have 32 teams now instead of 31. I feel like 31 is just a very oddball number to have. So
yeah, you do want to keep things even.
It's going to be nice to have 8-8-8, and it's going to be great to see. So that would be the pros and cons of adding Seattle to the NHL. Now we move on to our next question from Jake. He actually asked, what is the most dominant Yu-Gi-Oh card that we had when growing up? And
I would like to address that. We are not going to talk about Yu-Gi-Oh cards on this podcast. We will change that to Pokemon cards because Yu-Gi-Oh cards are the redheaded stepchild of Pokemon.
Hot take.
Everyone knows that.
Hot take.
Who grew up playing Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
Apparently Jake did.
God, that's terrible, kid.
Oof, oof. You know, literally before the show, you were talking about, hey, I need to start doing more heel things to get people to hate me more. I think that one's going to get a lot of hate.
Good. Bring it in.
At the Power Play Pod, send us your hate on Anthony Milani. But I kind of agree with you, though, on that one, because we never played Yu-Gi-Oh growing up. Yu-Gi-Oh was not a thing. It was always Pokemon. Anthony, let's reverse this question here. What was your favorite Pokemon card growing up? What did you think? What was your go-to Pokemon card?
My go-to Pokemon card was the holographic version of Raichu.
Oh, I thought you were going to say someone else. I'm so glad you didn't
say
this one.
That was my card. Like, I hunted for that card, and I never got a pack with it. I had to trade someone, looking back on it, it may not have been the brightest idea, but I didn't care because I love Raichu. I traded someone a holographic Charizard for it.
Dude, wait, you traded a holographic Charizard for
it? I traded a holographic Charizard
for
a holographic Raichu because I wanted it so bad because I loved Raichu.
Do you remember the Pokedex we had back in the day, the red Pokedex?
I remember the Pokedex I had back in the day.
I mean, it ended up getting passed down to me because I am the little brother, obviously, so everything gets passed down to me when you guys get sick and tired of playing with it.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. My go-to would have been we had a holographic, like, Japanese version of Gyarados. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yeah, we did.
We had, like, a holographic
that.
Chinese, or Japanese. Oof.
You're Chinese or Japanese?
Oh, no.
I feel loud, stupid.
What's that from?
King of the Hill. He asked when his neighbor, Khan, moves in, Hank is like, so are you Chinese or Japanese? And he's like, Nita, I'm from Laos, stupid.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So I'm going with the Japanese holographic Gyarados that we had. That was one of the sickest cards that we had. What was your favorite Pokemon growing up? Other than Raichu, Raichu your favorite? Or
Raichu was my favorite.
Like, if you could walk around with any Pokemon today, like if you could have a Pokemon sitting right next to you right now, what would it be?
It would still be Raichu.
Really?
He was my favorite.
That's such a weird. That's such a weird
favorite.
One.
It stemmed from the show.
Yeah.
When I watched the episode where they go to, I think it's Saffron City, where the
you get all the hate from the Pokemon world.
Whatever. nerds.
Oh no.
As I'm talking about Raichu and watching the show. So that was my favorite episode because like Raichu was just so awesome and powerful, and like there was like a whole thing where like it was, you know what? We're not gonna get into it all, but Raichu is my favorite for obvious
sidebar.
Reasons.
No sidebar
this time. For obvious reasons, Raichu is my favorite.
That's fair, that's
what
fair.
What about you, buddy?
You know, that one's a tough one. Because obviously one of my first, like, my go-to Pokemon, like, in, like, Pokemon Coliseum and that game, I don't know if you ever played that game. We didn't own that game.
We'd rent it from Blockbuster.
Yeah,
all the time.
We would rent it all the time. Never owned it.
I remember
Blastoise
that.
Blastoise was my go-to.
Ooh, that's
Blastoise
a good one.
Blastoise is my go-to,
is a good one.
Go-to, man. He was one of my favorites. Obviously, he's the man. Him and Charizard were my boys, okay?
Yeah. No, that's a good one. Blastoise was like an absolute monster in the game.
Definitely. So
absolutely.
Let's get back into the hockey talk. Let's start rolling through these questions rapid fire here, buddy. What is your go-to hockey movie?
Ooh, I mean I think we're going to have the same one here. It's Miracle.
Yeah, there's no
It's Miracle. I watch Miracle and it has me ready to run through a wall, run a marathon, do whatever. Like that gets me so jacked up. It's like it's like injecting coffee into my veins watching that movie. It is.
It's underrated. A lot of people, I mean, like, I was actually considering, like, making a bracket for everyone to do for, obviously, there's so many going around right now. It's for movies. It's for sellies. It's for all these other stuff. I wanted to do a movie one, but it's already been done so many times. Miracle is the only answer, though. Miracle is, like, the only.
I agree, but there is a lot of love out there, especially from the older crowd, for Slapshot.
That's another one. Mystery Alaska. I saw a lot of love for Mystery Alaska as well.
Mystery Alaska it's got to be underneath. Overall, it's got to be underneath
those
two movies.
So go top five movies real quick.
Top five hockey movies real quick.
Go.
All right. So Miracle's at number one. Mighty Ducks 1 is 2. The Mighty Ducks 2 is 3. we're not including D3 at all because it wasn't that great.
Oof. Emilio.
After that, I'd go Slapshot, and then after Slapshot, I wouldn't even include Mr. Chalk in my top five. I'd go Youngblood.
Yeah,
Rob Lowe, baby.
Rob Lowe, baby. Yeah, dude, that was a sick movie. You didn't throw Goon in there either, by the way.
No,
I left
Goon off on purpose because I like Goon. I think it's for today's crowd that plays really well, but I think overall, historically, Those are my top five.
That's right. Let's I said let's roll through this. Let's go rapid fire here, but we didn't. So let's now roll through this here. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, let's favorite just, get, pre-game some, let's just song. Get some questions out
favorite
here.
Favorite pregame song.
Favorite pregame
and
song.
And I know let's do this at the same time for you. I know what you're gonna I hope that you're gonna say the right answer because there's only one answer that when I came back from Boston, this was apparently your quote song, and I wanna see if I get it right. So do you have it?
I'm thinking. I think Know Yourself by Drake is
Anthony,
up there.
We were supposed to say it at the same time. Okay. You messed that one up, buddy. You messed that one up.
You didn't tell me.
Party in the USA was supposed to was the go to. Okay, the one that I
Party in the USA is a good pump up jam. You know what I've been doing lately? I've been listening to Rush lately pregame.
That's weird.
I've been doing the Tom Sawyer.
R.I.P. Neil Peart.
Neil Peart.
Remember the Family Guy one with the cheat Chester Cheeto? Yeah. He's like he smashes the glass ball.
Oh, Neil Peart's drummer ever.
It's all great. Okay, so moving on though. Favorite pregame song. Got that question out of the way. We got a lot of great questions in from the fans today. If you weren't a fan of the Rangers, who would you root for?
If I wasn't a fan of the Rangers, if they didn't exist, I would be a Panthers fan because we grew up in South Florida. They were always my second team. I love John Van Beesbrook. That whole era when they went to the Cup, I was very much involved as a fan in that. So easy for me, Florida Panthers.
Yeah, that's fair. And I knew you were going to take that. I knew you were going to take the Panthers, so I wanted to come up with something different because we both were born in South Florida, born around the Panthers organization. I would go with Minnesota. Not to go for Brett's team right there, but I would go for Minnesota
somewhere out there. Brett is very aroused.
But wait, where I actually have this drop. Why did you say that and not even know?
That was strangely arousing.
That's Brett right now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I would go with the Minnesota Wild just because when I think of Minnesota hockey, I think of like these passionate, like this is the state of hockey. Like that is awesome to me. So I would go with the Minnesota Wild. Moving on to our last question. If you could go back in time and change any Stanley Cup result, what would it be? And I'm jumping in here. I'm diving in and I'm eliminating any Rangers Stanley Cup finals. So you can't talk. You can't bring up the when the Kings beat the Rangers. And, oh well, that's really the most recent one.
Ooh, that's a good question. This is a question like I told you I'd do off the cuff. This is a question I would have liked to prepare for a little bit better. just because like
check
going
the show notes, bud.
Just because I got going back and back and back. I think there was I don't know the exact year. It was the Sabres against the Stars, I believe. I think it may have been like the early 2000s, late 90s. There was a controversial goal scored where Brett Hull's foot was in the crease, and Buffalo will to this day. If you're a Sabres fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That was your year, so I would reverse that decision and give the Sabres their cup because that's a long suffering fan base who deserves it more than. More than just about any other fan base of the 31 NHL teams right now.
Yeah, I remember that series. That was truly a great series.
Did you get the year on that?
For the Sabres.
It was Sabres versus.
It was 1999.
Okay, it was the Cup, right?
It was yeah. Stanley Cup Finals. It was okay, the Dallas Stars.
Make sure divisions weren't messed up. So yeah,
Ken Hitchcock's Dallas Stars against Lindy Ruff's Buffalo Sabres. That one, Lindy Ruff's Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah.
That's so weird to say, Lindy Ruff, because he's, yeah.
Yeah, so I think Brett Hull's foot was in the crease. I think he scored the game-winning goal, and it was very controversial. And Dallas went on to win, like, two more cups after that. So,
yeah, they were fine.
They were fine. They could have had those to lean on, where Buffalo, that's as close as they've come, you know, in 20 years.
Yeah, you know what? The one I would go with the Vancouver Canucks beating the Boston Bruins at that time. One, to save a lot of people's lives. Because, I mean, like, the riots and stuff like that happened in Vancouver.
Did anyone die from that?
No, I don't think so. I'm sure there was a lot of injuries, though. I mean, there was a lot of riots everywhere, man.
Yeah, you're right about
people
that.
People were setting shit on fire. But I would pick Vancouver not only because of that, but because I wanted to see Bobby Lou win a Stanley Cup. I would have liked to see that happen. And then I would also like to see Boston not be so damn successful. Because that was in that time when, like, the Patriots were still killing it. I mean, the Celtics were still killing it. It's like, man, I kind of just don't want to see the Bruins win anymore. So,
yeah, absolutely. And that's a crazy one. That would change the trajectory of so. I mean, I'm sure the Sabres one would too, but I don't remember that
because
I
so much would have happened because of that. Like,
so much wouldn't have happened. Vigneault wins that for the Canucks. He's never a Ranger coach.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He would never move on.
That solidifies his job in Vancouver. Bobby Lou probably retires 3 years prior to when he actually retired because he's got his cups. He doesn't care. So there's so much that gets changed because of that. Who knows? If Vancouver wins, maybe Boston sells off pieces so they don't win after
yeah.
that.
Yeah, because they ended up...
You absolutely never know when things like that happen. And so, because the thing is,
Claude Julien may have been out sooner rather than later.
Yeah, exactly. Claude Julien could have gone out. They would have never won a cup with him. So many things. I'm sure it was the same with Buffalo and Dallas. I just don't remember. But yeah. Man, we'd be talking about, you know what? That may have an effect on this season.
And they would have been like Vigneault, the first.
Because Vigneault and the Flyers have been crushing it this season. If Vigneault is never a Flyer, not to take away credit from anything the Flyers are doing, as a team, they are unreal. But they have, hands down, the most experienced coaching staff in the NHL.
And they really do. And that would have been the first Stanley Cup since 1993 that Canada, as a country, would have had to their name in Vancouver winning
yeah,
it then.
Yeah, they're still drought.
They're still hunting it down. So it's like, that would have, I mean, for the country of Canada being able to win that, I mean, that would have been huge. So that does it, though, for our mailbag.
You have something to say to me? What?
You didn't do that drop at all, by the way. You did that once.
We did that at the beginning.
You did that at the beginning, and I thought you were going to load me up the entire time.
Oh, yeah, my bad. My bad.
No. Hey, no, I'm fine with it because you didn't, because you were supposed to be in charge of it. You blew it on that one, buddy. You blew it. So, Anthony, it is now time for the main event of the evening. I need a drop for that too, man. I need a cool Bruce Buffer drop on that.
Bruce Buffer.
We sent it down to Bruce Buffer. And okay,
I'm partial to Howard Finkel, but you know that's just me.
The Fink? You're partial to the Fink. Unreal. I'm
partial to the Fink.
I'm partial to Lillian Garcia. You know, she is the voice of an angel. So yeah.
She does have the voice. Singing America the Beautiful.
Sidebar.
Singing America the Beautiful for every show.
I watched WrestleMania 3 the other night, and Ray Charles sings America the Beautiful at the beginning. It's unreal. It's unreal the celebrities they had back in the 80s. They had Ray Charles singing it. And at WrestleMania 1, they had Cyndi Lauper, Liberace, yeah. Muhammad Ali, and...
We have Gronk this year.
Well, Gronk's going to, like, be in the...
We have Gronk this year.
Gronk's going to, like, be a wrestler now.
Him and Mojo Rawley, dude. He doesn't stay hype. He doesn't get hype. He stays hyped.
They're ridiculous.
It's unreal. So, back into the hockey talk. It's time for our main event. It's the three-word game, Anthony. I'm going to... The rules of this game is I'm going to give you a topic, and you need to come up with three words that best describe said topic. Are you ready?
Yes.
You said yes to me instead of to the mic.
Yes.
You're terrible. Terrible. So, first off, first word, first topic, the coronavirus. Three words to describe the coronavirus.
Sickness. Social distancing. I'm using that as one word.
Okay.
Because I can.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be three individual words. It can be a phrase.
Made that rule up.
Okay.
So this is our game. I'll do what I want.
Okay.
But social distancing is one thing.
Social distancing
and boredom.
Okay. Why did you choose those words?
So sickness was my first one because everyone is sick and
dying, yeah.
Having to be quarantined, and it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's like an unprecedented time in history for us. This is gonna get its own chapter in future history books for children. And I chose social distancing because
that's what
we need to be doing to get rid of this.
And I'm working.
And
I'm essential.
Yeah, I'm essential as well, buddy. I'm going to work that 9 to 5. So besides that, boredom, because without the NHL, for a lot of people, not myself, the NBA, baseball spring training's on hold.
The season was supposed to start.
The only thing that we're actually getting are some pretty interesting moves going on in the NFL with like Tom Brady and Todd Gurley, things like that. But overall, man, bored.
I am the smartest man alive.
I actually did that one. I shouldn't have done that one because that gives you confidence. I didn't want to do that. So moving on though, next word, Marc-Andre Fleury.
Champion.
Three words to describe Marc-Andre Fleury.
Champion.
So you're going three individual words. You're not even doing like phrases here.
I don't know. I'll,
you can go phrase. You can go.
I'm gonna do whatever fits that guy.
Okay, that's fair.
Because you want to let me do this.
You
part?
Could literally
or
go
you
greatest. You could literally go greatest goalie alive. Not obviously he's not. Okay.
Yeah. No. I'd much rather three separate words.
Okay.
That have their own meaning.
Hey, it's your game, buddy.
Yeah,
it's your game.
It is my game. It is my game. Okay. You're damn right.
I wanted to give you a break though from two truths and a lie after your brutal defeat the other week.
Actually, no. You need to do that again because I need to redeem myself.
Really what I'm doing is I'm trying to hold on to my victory for as long as I can.
That sounds more like
it. So Marc-Andre Fleury, three words to describe Marc-Andre Fleury.
Champion, legend, flower.
Okay. What is your...
The Stanley Cup champion. He is a record-holding legendary goaltender who is bound for the Hall of Fame, and he is the flower.
He is the flower. I would say he's hilarious. He's a character.
He's hilarious.
He's a character.
Yes.
I think character would have definitely been in one of my words.
He's a known jokester around the locker room.
I definitely think character would have been one of my words for that. NHL 20. Garbage.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Chell. Garbage.
Yeah, that's fair. Go on.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I told you about this. Hold on. Sidebar. Sorry. Before I interrupt. We can't even get we've had the same be a pro mode in Chell for the past, like, 10 years, and they haven't fixed it whatsoever. But, hey, we get freaking Snoop Dogg as our second period intermission guy. Did I tell you about that? So they
that
now have
is
we
unbelievable.
Lose, we lose Doc Emrick and Eddie O. Maybe that's because of licensing rights with NBC. But either way, we lose two of the greatest commentators of all time in our video game. But hey, this year we get Snoop Dogg in our second period of the game. He stays long for the entire second period. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, in the be a pro mode.
No, in every mode.
NHL 20, it's not doing that.
No, in franchise mode. In franchise mode, he will appear. Every now and then, he'll appear in one of your games.
Really?
I don't know if you have online, though. You don't have internet, though.
I don't have online.
So you're
I have the internet. I don't have Xbox Live.
Yeah, okay. So
I have the internet,
so
Vinny.
Get Live, and you'll get Snoop Dogg.
How much is Live?
I don't know. You have an Xbox. You're still in, like, old times and have an Xbox.
I'll get Live.
That doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me because I have a PlayStation.
Dude, I prefer Xbox.
Yeah,
okay?
I prefer PlayStation. It's the far superior console, but we don't need to get into that because that's already been covered.
All right. So anyways, Chell is unbelievable. Because I'll be playing, I'll be up like 5-1, and then I'll get like 10 penalties in a row, and then all of a sudden I'm losing 6-5, so that's great. Chell, because it is Chell, it's the only video game we have, so I do have to love it, even if I don't want to.
I'll buy it every year.
It's the Chell, I will buy it every year. And what did I say for the third one?
Garbage. I think we've pretty much already...
You went into the garbage portion, so I don't have to describe that.
You're welcome.
Moving on, though...
This has been a topic that has come up a lot this season because it's been done a lot this season. The Michigan, for those who don't know, it's the lacrosse goal, some people call it. Most people should call it the Michigan.
So Mike Legg.
Okay.
Unbelievable talent.
That's two words.
Unbelievable. Yeah, you're right. It's two words. So
you could just say Legg.
So Legg for Mike Legg. Talent. Because it takes
Robert
a lot of talent
Mosher.
To be able to pull that off. And what's the kid's name from Carolina?
Sebastian Aho. Svechnikov.
And Svechnikov will be the third. Because Svechnikov has pulled it off twice this year. Just absolutely unreal, the skill it takes to that. I will say this, maybe if I could squeak a fourth one in there. I mean,
Breaking the rules. Why not?
Breaking the law. I would say getting... Or just... There's not a fourth word, but I will say this.
Okay.
I can't come up with a fourth word, but I will say this.
Can you give it to me in three words?
That move is going to get someone killed.
Hopefully.
Because coming around behind the net and doing that, putting all your focus with your head down on the puck trying to score that goal.
As terrible as that may sound, like, I said hopefully, like I'm hoping someone gets killed.
If someone tries to do that against the Rangers... I would hope that one of them would just absolutely destroy that guy and be like, hey, like if you do that, like you may even get that goal, but you're paying the price because you're going down.
I would break the rules and do two words, bad defense when it comes to the Michigan, because there's no way that play should happen. Ever.
Yeah, exactly. I would gladly take a minor penalty for roughing to get in the face of the guy trying to do that and be like, hey, like if you're going to do that, go ahead, try it. But you're going to pay the price every single time, and that'll get guys like Svechnikov, who are highly skilled. I can't fathom.
It would be literally like
I can't fathom how much talent it takes to pull it off in an NHL game.
You remember the Mighty Ducks when the Hawks end up going for Adam Banks and they literally just slash the shit out of his wrist.
What are you doing?
Yeah, and
my
job. Yeah, exactly. So that would be literally what would happen there,
and I'd be totally okay with it.
It'd be unreal. So let's wrap it up. We got two more here. Roller hockey.
Ooh, roller hockey. So childhood.
Yep.
Outside.
Yep. Underrated.
Vomit.
Okay. Let's dive into this one.
So childhood, we grew up in South Florida where there was a roller rink every couple miles. A lot of roller hockey was huge down there. They had the blow up rinks. Pretty much any kind of fair or festival, any kind of they used to have like preseason things that the Panthers would host. They had blow up rinks in the parking lot there. We lived like 2 miles away from one. There was, you know, every little city in South Florida has it. Palm Beach, Coral Springs, wherever you go, there was outdoor hockey rinks everywhere. So we played outdoor. I guess that transitioned to my next word, outdoors. We played outdoor roller hockey. That was where we both found our love.
Started our careers.
Found our love for the game. And it, in Florida, obviously, ice isn't as accessible. In South Florida, it's much more accessible, especially now. But roller rinks were everywhere. So that's what you played. And it was awesome. Vomit, because I would vomit I would get heat stroke and vomit all the time.
I remember you throwing up in the crease one day.
That was like my thing. Yeah. I would throw up all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why you didn't make it. One.
Hey, I never missed a play. I throw up and get back in there.
Dad would make you.
Yeah, Dad would be like, you're getting in there.
Get your ass back in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
good
I would.
Times.
Yeah. So that was a really good one. They caught me off guard.
Yeah. Well, if you would have looked at the notes, it wouldn't have caught you off guard there, buddy.
Notes.
Final one, Alexander Ovechkin.
Ooh. I already used legend on Fleury.
I'm going to steal this one from you.
Go ahead.
And it's going to be a phrase.
Take it away.
Greatest scorer ever.
I agree.
Greatest goal scorer ever.
I agree. He's the greatest goal scorer of all time, bar none.
And
if you want to add us, go ahead and add us.
Yeah, please. I mean, please do.
Your argument will be one of...
Okay, hold on. Since people are dying for hockey content, and we're wrapping up this show shortly. I'm gonna talk to you about this here. What are your thoughts on comparing generations? Because like when you compare Ovechkin, his goal scoring to Wayne Gretzky, most would say it was a little bit easier to score on the goalie back then. But sometimes some people will say it was harder to score, to get into those scoring chances, because defenses were a lot more physical and it was harder to get by
defensemen. It was a much slower game.
What are your thoughts when comparing two generations?
I enjoy doing it just because I enjoy the argument. I enjoy hearing what people have to say about it. I think it's very interesting because there are a lot of those factors where, well, can you really compare them? And I like talking about that, especially like what the differences are. But I also think I think you can. I think there's differences between then and now. Obviously, the game was a lot slower back then because it was a lot more physical. No one was buzzing by anyone because you get your head taken off. So there is that. It was harder to get into scoring chances, but goalies weren't as good. In today's game, it's much faster. Shooters are better than they ever have been. The equipment's better for goalies and shooters.
And the league is doing whatever they can to bump up goal scoring.
The league wants to increase goal scoring these days. But back then in the 80s, goal scoring was fine. They didn't have a goal scoring problem.
Yeah. Oh, well,
they
yeah,
really didn't.
Yeah, because no goalie did a butterfly.
Yeah, Gretzky was lighting goalies up for 4 or 5 goals a game, so they didn't have that problem. Wayne Gretzky, he is the great one.
Yeah.
Overall, I do consider him the best hockey player of all time.
Yeah, 100%.
The best goal scorer of all time.
Yeah, best pure goal scorer of all time has to go to Ovechkin.
I think it's Alexander Ovechkin, and number two would be Super Mario. But yeah. I think Ovechkin is better than Super Mario, and I think it's like you're comparing two gods.
Yeah. Do you remember?
That's taking nothing away from Super Mario. He is a legendary goal scorer, unreal awareness around the net. He could read a defense, fake out two or three guys, and then make it look easy putting in the net. He was a joy to watch when he was in the NHL.
100%. And I met that guy, you know, super
but
tall.
But the way Alexander Ovechkin does it in this era, where goalies are so much better.
And he makes it look so easy every time.
He is absolutely unbelievable. I don't have words for how much better of a goal scorer he is than everyone else in the league right now,
and anyone else ever in the history of.
I think him and Mario are close. I think it's close. But I think Ovechkin is the clear number one.
100%. I definitely agree with you on that. That does it though for our debut edition of the three word game, and that does it for another episode of the Power Play Podcast. Anthony, do you have any final words before I pay the bills one more time?
I absolutely do.
I was literally about to like hit the drop because I was like, he can't possibly
have any more words. I've been waiting to say this because I didn't want to interrupt the segment. So you know how teams have been doing the NHL 20 like virtual games?
Yeah.
So the Carolina Hurricanes, the virtual Canes, played the virtual Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
At the virtual PNC Arena with none other than Dave Ayers in the virtual net for the Carolina Hurricanes.
That game was actually in Toronto, though, by the way.
It was, but guess what happened?
What?
The Hurricanes won 7-5.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so
David Ayers now has a legitimate NHL victory and a digital virtual victory.
That's what I should have started. That's what I should have started this week. I should have started the Hurricanes Twitter because the Hurricanes Twitter has been on fire, dude. They literally said they did a thing where they posted one nice thing they had to say about every team in the league. Like they literally did tweet by tweet by tweet, tweeting at each team in the NHL, and it was just hilarious. So kudos to the Hurricanes Twitter game. Do you have any other final words, Anthony, other than that?
I would like to say they did a good job on his pads.
Why? That's a problem. They did a good job on his pads because it's still in the game.
That's Chell's problem.
Why would you still have pads from 2010?
I love all the old Brian's pads. But also, those aren't his actual pads. He has a custom graphic.
Oh, he has
Brian's.
The Garrett Sparks ones.
No.
Yeah.
He has a custom graphic from Brian's, and this is like the closest they could make. I'm assuming whoever
That's
did
fair.
This works for the Hurricanes. I'm giving kudos to them, not to Chell.
That's fair.
It's a nice looking, realistic setup.
That's fair.
Go ahead.
I'm not even going to ask you if you have any more words after that because you've now taken over both times. Unbelievable. For Anthony the Backup, I am the one and only Vinny Milani. Don't forget to follow us on all social media at the Power Play Pod. Smash that subscribe button when you're listening to the show, wherever you're listening to the show. Drop us a review. Let us know what you think of the show. Once again, for Anthony the Backup, I'm the one and only Vinny Milani. Thank you, and have a good night or day whenever you're listening.
See ya.
Did you forget about that one again, buddy?
I wasn't paying attention. I was reading the rest of the virtual update here.
You're ridiculous.
All right.
And that's it.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Do you want to do the close?
What's the close?
The close, just the close. The for Anthony the Backup, I am the one and only Vinny Milani.
For Anthony the Backup, I am the one and only Vinny Milani. For Vinny Milani. That was really loud.
You want to tone it down there,
For Vinny Milani, I am the backup, Anthony. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. We will see you next week.
See you.